It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Is Misha Dahi O'Chofi go Malia Hatlia, Law Ila Podrick, Hona Lenore Nestori Ulig. I'm David Coffey from Dublin, Ireland, and I'm wishing you a very happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hello, it's Sophie from Dublin, Ireland, and a very happy St. Patrick's Day to all RFI listeners.
Hi, I'm David Rowe. I'm from the northwest of Ireland, a small village called Drumahair in the County Leitrim, and I'm just here to wish you a very happy Paddy's Day.
Hello everyone, bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Are you well on this Saturday, the 17th day of March? I do hope so. The Irish around the world are well, that's for sure. It's St. Patrick's Day. Patrick is Ireland's foremost saint. He was a 5th century Christian missionary and bishop credited with converting those pagan Irish to Christianity. On St. Patrick's Day, you are to wear a shamrock and for sure green. A shamrock is a three-leaved plant supposedly used by St. Patrick to explain the Holy Trinity to the pagan Irish. I'm not sure why the green, maybe because shamrocks are green, but green it is. It's a huge celebration, not only in Ireland, but everywhere the Irish are, and they seem to be just about everywhere. In the U.S., if you don't wear green on St. Patrick's Day, you get pinched. Even the White House joins in. The water in one of its outdoor fountains is always dyed green. But how do you have a big old blowout party during Lent, the 40 days of self-denial, which leads up to Easter? Ha-ha! Christian Lenten restrictions are put aside on St. Patrick's Day so you can eat, drink, and make merry. And believe you me, that's exactly what happens on St. Patrick's Day in Ireland and throughout the diaspora. Okay, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 3rd of February, I asked you a question about the Grammys, the American Musical Awards, held this year on the 29th of January. I asked you to send in the name of the winner of the World Music Award. The answer is the South African all-male choral group Ladysmith Black Mambazo for their album called Shaka Zulu Revisited, 30th Anniversary Celebration.
Long suffering, goodness, gentleness, self-control, faithfulness, patient kindness, generosity.
The winners of this week's quiz are Hiram Correa Mena, the president of the Ducor Sea Breeze RFI Club in Monrovia, Liberia, and Ta Tehia Saleh from Nilfamari, Bangladesh. Hailing from Jinja, Uganda, there's Joseph Jack, and from Murshidabad, India, Shivindu Paul, the president of the RFI Metali Listeners Club. Rounding out the list of lucky winners this week is RFI Listeners Club member Jean-Maurice Devaux from Montreal, Canada. Kind Jean-Maurice always sends his answer in on a picture postcard, postcards which end up in the hands of school children around the world, from Peru to Iraq. Listeners, if you want to send in postcards and stamps for teachers, please do. And teachers, just write me at english.service@rfi.fr and let me know you'd like a package for your students and I'll get them in the mail to you immediately. That address again is english.service@rfi.fr. Congratulations to this week's winners and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. French President Emmanuel Macron has been in India this week on a state visit, and solar energy was a big topic of the conversation. There was the first meeting of the International Solar Alliance on Sunday in Delhi, attended by the heads of 23 nations and 10 ministerial representatives. Do you know about the ISA? It was created in 2015 to help deploy solar technology in the sun-rich countries between the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn, and India is doing great with its solar energy campaign. Anyway, the ISA met on Sunday, and on Monday, President Macron and Prime Minister Narendra Modi jointly inaugurated a solar power plant in India's largest state. My question to you is, where is it? Where is India's newest solar power plant, which was inaugurated on Monday, the 12th of March? Again, write in with the name of the state and the district with a new solar power plant jointly inaugurated by French President Emmanuel Macron and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi this past Monday. You have until the 16th of April to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on April 21st to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 96 82. That's +336 31 12 96 82. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
My name is Issa Nyafaga. You're listening to the Sound Kitchen. Sound Kitchen? Sound Kitchen.
Thank you, Issa. For those of you who follow the Sound Kitchen on Facebook, I posted an interview David Coffey did with Issa Nyafaga, one of my favorite people and a man who laughs all the time. I promised to play good Issa laughing, and that was him. Hi, Issa. Time for a bit of listener news. First, a hearty welcome to our new RFI Listeners Club members. There's Jacinta Cheptu from Nairobi, Kenya, and from Sefi King Lesotho, Lesimola Clira Moremi. Lassie Mole wrote, "I tremendously enjoy listening to RFI, especially the international news. I can enjoy the Sound Kitchen more because it challenges my international information knowledge, which is largely provided by RFI news broadcast." Thanks, Lassie Mole. If you'd like to be a member of the RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you include with all your quiz entries, and if you win, you'll receive a premium prize. RFI clubs, don't forget there's a new Facebook group page just for you called What a Surprise! RFI English Clubs. Be sure you ask to join the group. There's a questionnaire you have to answer, and you must tell me which RFI club you belong to and provide your club membership number. Everyone can look at it, and we're already having a lot of fun with it, but only official RFI Club members can post on it. It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my colleague, Jeremy Boucher, for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Be sure and join me next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'll play you out with music for our resident leprechauns, David Coffey, Sophie Gorman, and David Rowe. This is the Irish rock band U2 playing Pride in the Name of Love. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
One man he resists. One man washes.